you can breed them after yourself.
Yeah. Can I ask you one other thing before we stop for today? Yes. The transition from being a Canadian soldier to a British officer, were you taken from the Canadian line, sent to Britain and trained?
A lot of training before I went over to France.
Mm-hmm.
To Hector.
Was it an extensive?
Very extensive. I went, took courses in Scotland, all kinds of things. And, the training was very important.
I take it then you would have had an advantage over the young men who would be being trained along with you, in that you had seen combat.
I've seen it, yes. That was a tremendous advantage.
Yeah. But they were all about your age, I should think.
All about the same age.
Yeah. Did you have any regrets about going to the Middlesex?
No, because I was so fond of my brother, you know. That it was the greatest thing in the world, but it was a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for my mother, because we were both, my brother was killed and I was wounded right after it.
Yeah. But at least you were alive.
Mm-hmm. Why is they alive? There you go. All along, I
think. You think so? Do you believe in luck?
What?
Do you believe in luck?
Well, we had a kind of a feeling amongst in the Canadian that you'd never get killed if your name wasn't on the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's if you thought every minute you were going to be killed, it would have been a damn awful life. But to me, it was excitement and as camaraderie and so on that you had.
Mm-hmm.
But I think nothing outpasses the esprit de corps that you get by serving with a regiment who had never let themselves down, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they had such, you felt you couldn't, I mean, them. You had to do, put your best into it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That,
you had to prove yourself
you
in their eyes
prove.
And you had to maintain the regular standards.
You had to, yes.
The pressure was immense,
No, because it was something so marvelous to be with them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Hitler, you see, named a town after him. Hmm?
Yes. You mentioned the other day, and I was rather surprised that the war years were so good for you, that you said it was the best years of your life.
Yes, I think it was.
Why was that, do you think?
Well, it was a chance to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to do something for your country. I think we all felt the same thing.
Were you out of patriotism and desire for empire or this sort of thing?
No, of course the empire was a wonderful institution at that time.
Mm-hmm. But just out of loyalty and duty to your country?
Yes.
And for people like your parents and the king and would you say that was rather naive on your part, or do you think it was a noble?
I don't think it was at that time. Now today, I mean, to protect Canada, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I wouldn't care to be in the army to send to Cuba or somewhere to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today the whole meaning of the thing is gone, you know.
Instead you'd be fighting for a political reason, then you'd see yourself as a mercenary as opposed to someone doing your duty.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think war has that noble feeling about it.
No, it hasn't.
Do you like the window closed?
Yes, it's getting cold.
Well, sir, I thank you very much.
Well, I'm afraid it's not. This has been 10 or 12 years back.
Well, I would have been about 10 years old, sir, so it wouldn't have been much good for us.
No.
But happy to hear you've been quite good, and I've enjoyed talking to you.
And you can. I would prefer doing it for yourself. You're doing it in a kind of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I've used that man to start the war.
Effective.
And the books. And the, now, if you want to follow that, you can.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you keep that as long as you want. Because, and use that for all the dates.
Mm-hmm.
It's got how it goes right from Val Costa, the forming of Val Costa, how the First Division left Val Costa,
mm-hmm.
and those things.
Well, sir, I'll tell you what, I think it's probably best that if I wanted, I can come and borrow it from you, because I feel guilty about keeping it.
No, because I won't. I've read it, and I won't probably look at it again.
You're quite sure?
Yeah.
Because it is a fascinating book. I didn't read the entire thing, just a few chapters in it.
Well, I'm going to read it all.
Okay, thank you very much. What do you think of his writing style and the information he uses? Is it good?
Quite good, yes.
Mm. Yeah, thank you very much, sir.
He actually advertised in the paper, I think, for people. Because someone sent me an ad in the paper and asked me if I wouldn't get in touch with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. I don't know if it happened about a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Surprising you didn't get in touch with people like Ben Corker and Jacobs.
Oh, I know them very well.
Yeah, but surprising he didn't get in touch with them.
I don't know, he probably didn't know that there was such a thing as relationship.
Really?
Yeah. It's, I think it was more in Victoria. They kept it up.
Well, I think they had organizations all across Canada, but as people have died off, it's...
It died down.
Yeah.